Sean Mize here, Power List Building, recording 5. Today we're going to talk about how to pre-qualify the people on your list and find out exactly what they're looking for before you even begin to create it. And just to give you a little bit of background, at the time that I'm recording this, I've created about 25 products, and almost every single one of them is a result of something that my subscribers specifically indicated that they could use. And just about every one of them, I would say every one, but I don't have my numbers in front of me, but almost all of them converted somewhere between 1 and 5% to my subscribers. And, of course, those of you who know me for a while, I promote heavily. And you know, one of the biggest things for me is that when I create something that, you know, I don't have to have perfect copywriting. I don't have to have a perfect sales letter for it to sell. I'm not big on selling on hype. I believe in meeting people's needs. And if I'm able to meet people's needs, what I find is that people tend to purchase from me. And so let's go ahead and get started with exactly what I do. And I'm just going to literally go through it step by step. And I'll go into a little bit of why I do it, and I imagine that some of that will come out when I open the call up for questions and that type of thing. But the psychology behind exactly what I do is what I like to do is find out exactly what my subscribers need. One thing that I see kind of going on in the list building world and the product creation world right now is, you know, I will see people asking their subscribers what their subscribers want. Or they'll ask their subscribers what kind of product do they want to buy. And I think that's really just a death knell for a new product, because the thing is, subscribers don't want to buy any product from you. What they want is results. And really, they don't even want to pay for those results. Most people will trade dollars for results, but they're certainly not looking to buy a product. They want results. Now, most of the time, in order to get results, you have to buy some kind of a product or a class or coaching or mentorship or something like that. People aren't looking to buy a product. And also, when you ask them what they want, most of the time they don't know. They may think they know what they want, but they don't really know what they want, because in reality they don't want to buy anything from you. What they want is their needs met. The only reason they're on your list, they didn't sign up to be on your list because they thought they'd buy from you one day. They didn't sign up on your list. They didn't become a subscriber because they were hoping that you would send sales pitches out to them. They didn't sign up to your subscriber list because they were hoping that you'd create a product to try to sell to them. The reason that they signed up for your list is because they had a need that they wanted to be met. Okay, now either they sign up for your list because you told them that it was a list and they were going to get a couple of emails every week or more than that, and they believed that in some way you might be able to help them solve a particular need, okay, or you offered them some type of free gift up front that they believed would meet one of their needs. So in both cases, they were looking for a need to be met. They were looking for a result. And so one of the real keys is when you're querying your subscribers is you're looking for what their needs are, not what they want, not what kind of product they're looking for, not what kind of coaching or classes or anything else that they're looking for. The key is need. So in order to find out what their need is, we have to find out where that need comes from. That need normally comes from either some type of a pain or a distress, or comes from a challenge. The need may come from having a realization that something is standing in the way of success. So, for example, one of Hank's possible customers, you know, they may have some type of something that is standing in the way of their success with technology. Or they're something is standing in the way. They're not looking necessarily for training. They're looking for the need. They've got something that's standing in the way of their success, and they need some certain technology to make that happen. They're not looking for training. They're looking to solve the problem that they're having with technology. Same thing, Tony, with list building. And the person that comes to you looking for help with a list, you know, is not looking to purchase a product, in most cases, not looking to purchase a product on list building. They're looking for a solution to whatever's standing in the way of building their own list. They've been struggling with 100 subscribers or 500 subscribers, can't beat that, or getting one subscriber a day or something like that. And the problem is something standing in the way of being able to get 50 subscribers a day or 2,000 subscribers a month or 5,000 subscribers or a month or whatever. And when you're able to find out what they believe is standing in the way, then you'll be able to create a product that works. And what I do is I send out just a very basic query email. I call it my I need your help email, and literally that's what my subject line is. I need your help, first name, I need your help. Now, the actual text, I'm just going to give you the actual text. I use dear first name, I need your help, I'm in the process of creating a solution to XYZ need. What is your greatest challenge with XYZ need? Okay, or what is standing in the way of X, of whatever the solution to XYZ need is? So I'm looking for challenges. I'm looking for problems. Sometimes I'll ask, what is your greatest problem with XYZ? What is standing in the way? What is holding you back from success with XYZ? I'm not asking them what kind of product they want me to create. I'm not asking them what kind of class they want me to create. I'm not asking them what they want me to do or create or anything else. I'm looking for their problem. Now, what will happen is there's a couple of different ways you can do this. The way I do it is with an email, because I use this email to kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. I use this email to create relationship with my subscribers. Just a side note here, my list converts at around 7% to buyers. So if somebody becomes a subscriber, there's a 7% chance they're going to become a buyer. And now, if someone corresponds with me via email, that percentage goes up to about 50%. Okay, so what I like to do is create email conversations with people, and then I'm able to suggest solutions for their problems, and of course they purchase those solutions from me. So I have 700% increase in closing rate when someone begins to communicate with me personally, and so I like to use this email to create that. Now, some marketers prefer to use a survey. They'll use some kind of survey software, and the software is perfectly fine for finding out what those needs and challenges are. You'll find that you'll get about a 400%, so four times the response rate if you just use the email. And you know, if you don't have a huge list, you can answer all those emails yourself. If you've got a huge list, you can outsource all the answering of those emails. But if they are answered personally, you'll find your conversion rate will go up significantly. And again, you'll get about four times the response if you use this email versus using the survey software. But this gets a little bit off track of why we're actually doing this email. And our primary deal here is we want to find out exactly what people are looking for in a particular product. And then I'm going to be able to go ahead and create a product based on those particular needs. Okay, the next thing that I'm going to do, and I'm actually going to give you my entire campaign. This fits nicely into this entire power list building series. So I'm going to give you my entire campaign that I use right here as I'm creating the product. But the bottom line is, at this point, you could skip this campaign and simply take, you know, if you get 50 responses back, you can simply take these responses and craft your particular product. So I'm going to give you my campaign first, and then I'm going to go into exactly how to create an ebook or a CD series or even a teleseminar class with these particular responses. And then I'm going to show you exactly how to create a sales page that's personalized with these particular responses. So before I do that, let me just open up the call. Any questions on the psychology behind doing this, on why we do this, and any questions on actually emailing this? Again, I'm going to go over how to create any of the products and I'm going to go over my entire campaign. So hold any questions on the campaign or the products. But any questions on why we use this kind of email or how to send the email out? Go ahead. All right, any questions for me on why we do this or how to send this email out? Okay, we'll just move on then. I'll go ahead and give you my – yeah, go ahead. Okay, it sounds like we got some background noise. Can I get everybody to hit star 6 on your phone? Just hit star 6 on your phone.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I can hear some conversations going on in the background, and you are being recorded.
What?
Yeah, let's go ahead and mute everybody out. I hate to do this to you folks, but we'll do it now. Okay, folks, got rid of that background noise. Let me go ahead and give you my exact campaign that I use to develop these responses. And, again, I've created around 25 products and used this process to create many of them. Okay, what I'm going to do when I get those responses back is I'm going to answer each one of those responses personally. I'm going to answer each one of those responses personally. And, you know, I do get a lot of questions about this, you know, why do you answer these personally and, you know, why don't you outsource it or, you know, why don't you just use survey software? And it really goes back to that conversion rate. What happens normally if I send one of these out, I'll get about 80 to 90 responses. And I find that as many as half of those individuals, if I respond personally, will purchase something within the next few weeks. So in my world, the way I think, that's a 50% closing ratio. And, you know, I just think of these as leads, and I'm just getting on there and closing them. Now, you know, if you've got a huge list and you get back 400 or 500 responses or 1,000 responses, you might want to think about outsourcing this. Okay, but I would think personally about outsourcing this or even doing it yourself, even if it takes some time, before I would think about just simply going to a survey, because this creates an incredible number of sales. And I think it has more to do with the entire campaign that I run rather than just simply answering that each individual email. There's certainly something personal that goes on there. And so what I'll do at this point, and keep in mind that by offering this help right here, you know, I'm giving it away. So I can't ask any charge for this. So there's two things that I can do. If somebody asks me a question that I can answer easily, you know, 200-300 words, 400 words even, I'll write back and I'll answer them personally. Now, the next thing that I will do with each individual response is I turn that into an article. I think everybody on this call knows that I'm an avid article marketer. And at the time of this recording, I have over 7,000 articles with my name on it on the internet. And this is one way that I've been able to generate so many articles is that I take email responses and just craft them into articles. So, you know, just my daily business with my coaching clients and that kind of thing, if somebody sends me a question, if I answer it using more than a few hundred words, I'm going to spin that into an article. So I'm always doubling up. You know, somebody literally is paying me to answer their questions. I will then spin that into an article, and I'll do that with these particular questions. I'll spin these into an article. The second thing that I'm going to do, I guess this is the third thing. The first thing I do is respond. Okay, the second thing that I do is I turn that response into an article and submit it to easingarticles.com. Then the third thing that I do is I copy and paste that onto a separate document. Okay, so a separate document. Then I'm going to go to the next response. So what happens is when I finish with all of these responses, I've submitted a number of articles to easingarticles.com, which is going to generate traffic for me. I've also got a Word file with as many responses as I've created. Now, some of the responses will be very, very, very similar, and so instead of retyping those, I'll just send, you know, the response that I sent to the first person, to the second person, and obviously I'll personalize it to them. So I may not get 80 or 90 articles out of this. I may not have 80 or 90 articles on my Word file, but I may have 50 or 60. The next thing that I do is I take whatever I have, so 50 or 60 responses, that's what, 30 or 40 pages, sometimes a little bit more than that, and I'll split that Word document in half, okay, and I'll convert both pieces to a PDF. And I will send both pieces out on 2 days to my list members. So if we're thinking about it as a timeline, I've got day one, I send out this I need your help email. Okay, and I don't send this out unless I've got the time. You know, if I've got a day full of coaching or training or something scheduled, I don't send this out. I send this out when I can work, because this is my product creation. And when I get done with this product, this process, I'm going to have a product or possibly even two. So day two, I'm going to hopefully answer about half of these. I'm going to send these responses out, and then I'm going to convert half of those responses into a PDF, and I'm going to send that out to the entire list, okay? And I'm basically going to say, you know, hey, thanks so much for answering my questions. You know, if you didn't get around to answering, asking a question, you'll be able to take a look at this. And for those of you who did, again, I really appreciate it. And basically what I'm doing is I'm sharing with you what other people have asked. And I don't do anything fancy with this document. I pretty much send it out just as is. There's a social proof element to sending it out as is. I don't correct any spelling or grammar when somebody asks me a question. Most of the time I take any identifying information out. So if somebody has asked me to look into a website or something, I'll usually take that out. And if somebody's last name's in the email, I'll generally take that out. But I really try to leave the emails just as they are. There's a huge level of social proof that happens right here. Even the people that have not responded to this and have not gotten a response back to me can see that I do get involved and that I do care and that I do have the answers. I may not have all the answers, but when I put it together this way, it sure looks like it. On day three, I again do the same thing with the second half of this document. I send the second half out. And normally what I'll do with this is I'll have the link expire in 24 hours, and I'll let people know that. You know, for the next 24 hours, you know, you're going to get to take a look at these questions, my answers, et cetera, et cetera. By the third day, I've created an incredible amount of social proof. I've activated the law of reciprocity. You know, many people will write me back and personally thank me for sending that out, that they really learned something from an answer that I gave to somebody else. Okay, then the next thing that I'm going to do is over the course of the next several days, I'm going to rework these two documents. Now, keep in mind that if someone doesn't download the day one document in 24 hours, they don't get it. If they don't download day two document in 24 hours, they don't get it. The next thing that I do is I go into these documents now. Again, I combine them back together. I clean up all of the questions, and I turn those questions into headlines, chapter headlines or chapter topics, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? I clean it up. I add in any kind of references that I might like to add in. Okay? And I literally turn this into a full-scale ebook within the next few days. Okay, and so within the next few days, I'm able to send an email out that says, you know, thanks so much for helping me, you know, get my product together, a new solution to your problems, and I'm releasing it in a day or two. And I normally do a mini product launch type of a thing here, basically sending out perhaps even another excerpt from this particular document, letting people know that it's going to come out. And literally within the course of a week, I've gone from people's needs to social proof to the law of reciprocity to a product that's ready to sell. And again, everything that I'm doing right here can be 100% outsourced. And I do a lot of outsourcing. I currently spend about $3,000 a month on outsourcing article marketing. But on my product creation, I still do it all. I still do it all myself. I like that personal touch that goes into it. And, of course, when I'm creating something like this, it really doesn't take me that much time to create a product that, you know, on average yields me thousands and thousands of dollars per product. Why don't we do this? Let's open the call up. This is my campaign from beginning to end, and this is my ebook creation. I'm going to give you some more ideas, and then I'm going to go into the sales page. Let's go ahead and open the call up. I'm going to unmute this. And, boy, if you've got any background noise, please just hit *6 on your phone so that we can't hear it. Okay, any questions on anything we've just talked about? Okay. Anybody have any questions at all? Keep in mind, if you've muted yourself, you'll need to hit *7 to be able to come back in. Okay, great. No questions at this time. I'll go ahead and mute everybody out and we'll go through the next step here. Okay, great. Moving on. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do with this particular information is I'm going to do two things with my sales letter. I am going to, in a way, it's going to be personalized. That's the language that I like to use. But what I'm really doing is I'm zeroing in on people's needs. You see, when somebody wants to purchase something from you, the only time that they're wanting to purchase something is because it's going to meet their needs. And so often we see beautiful sales letters and just, you know, they follow all of the rules and just beautiful sales letter, beautiful story. But the sales letter doesn't do anything in terms of letting the reader of that sales letter know that their needs are going to be solved. Okay. The sales letters so often talk about how wonderful the product is. But they don't talk about people's needs. And one of the reasons that they don't talk about people's needs is when people create sales letters, so often they don't have any idea what people want, what people really need that are going to be purchasing the product, okay? They know that there's one or two basic needs. They've created this product to meet those needs. But they don't realize that people have varied needs. And so at this point, when you've got 80 or 90 responses, sometimes you have as many as 30 or 40, sometimes as many as 40 or 5, 45 or 50 different individual needs that are able to be answered here. And I literally put these into the sales letter, whether I'm discussing it as a story, whether I'm discussing why I created the product, and oftentimes I'll be very clear that the reason that I've created this particular product is based on their particular needs. And then for my bullet points, for my benefits, I will literally go through and take every single one of the needs and turn those into statements. So if someone has said that they have a particular need with something, they have a particular challenge, then I will indicate that this is going to solve that particular challenge. I may even indicate how or why it's going to solve that challenge. What happens is if you put 30 or 40 of these needs in there, you know, 5, 10, sometimes as many as 15 of these particular needs are going to solve, are going to ring a bell, are going to resonate with the subscriber that's on your particular list. And sometimes someone will make a purchase based on just one of these. Another thing that happens is for the 80 or 90 people that answered the question, they have given you the exact language that they think about their particular challenge or their particular need. And sometimes that can be incredibly powerful. You know, it's the same concept as what happens when, you know, if you're doing any type of search engine optimization or you're doing any type of pay-per-click, you know, if your particular sales page, if your particular squeeze page perfectly matches, you know, the exact phrase that they're looking for, you create an incredible bond right there. And that's the exact same thing that we want to happen in this particular sales page. Now, let me go into a little bit more detail on the actual creation of this particular ebook. And just to give you some background, I mean, I've been known to write 50, 60, 70-page ebooks in 2 or 3 days. And, you know, I start with an outline, and then I write from each point in the particular outline. So I may outline something with 100, you know, I'll have 10 topics, and then I'll have 10 subtopics. So I've got a total of 100 topics. And I will literally just write through, just straight through that particular outline. And I do the very same thing with this particular thing. Obviously, I'm cleaning it up from some of the questions that have been asked. You know, people have asked questions. I've given 200, 300, 400-word answers. You know, I may need more than that. Now, you know, one thing that's unique about me, and for some of you that are on the call, you know, you've got a number of other products in the past that have answered some of the technical stuff, some of the how-to stuff in your particular niche. And so sometimes in answering these at this point in the product itself, I will draw on some of those products that I've created in the past and copy and paste those into the new product. And sometimes that'll help things move a little bit faster. And speaking of taking information from other products, you know, that I've created in the past in terms of answering a question, if someone asks me how to do something in that I need your help response, then sometimes what will happen is, you know, I will find that I've literally written an entire ebook on answering their particular question, and I can't answer their question in 300 or 400 or 500 words. So what I will oftentimes do is literally gift them with my ebook, the paid ebook. I'll just give it to them, and it's worth it to me to just give it to them rather than take the time to duplicate what's in that particular product. And I think it's extremely important that if we're working with this whole idea, this reciprocity idea, you know, they have helped us. They've given us something that we can apply, that we can put in our next ebook. So my response, my thank you to them, is to give them something. Okay. What I cannot, and I see other people do it, what you absolutely cannot do is write them back and say, hey, you know, I've written an ebook that solves your problem. You know, that just kills everything there, and you lose a buyer. So what I do is I send out that ebook for completely free that answers their problem. They'll spend money with you again in the future. So, I mean, you and I, you know, we all know that an ebook, once we've created it, doesn't cost us anything to ship it out to them. And so we can give it to them as a free gift. They will spend money with us in the future. Okay, that's creating the ebook. And let's go ahead and open this. I don't know. Let's see who's on the call here. I'll go ahead and unmute everybody now. If you've got any questions on anything we've talked about so far, just speak up.
Hi, Sean.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm just wondering, for the survey, do you give them a gift to increase the number of responses?
No, I do not give them a gift to increase the number of responses. And the biggest reason why I don't do that is I want these responses to come from their gut. I really want to be dealing with people who have an intense need, and the need is not being met. I don't want it to be in any way, shape, or form met by that free gift. So I want to really dig down into that raw need, and I'd rather have a few fewer responses and dig down into that need. And I find that you know, when I mail my list, I'll literally get between 80 or 90 responses. And for me, creating an ebook or creating a new CD or even a CD series, 80 or 90 responses is enough for me to do that. And in my case, I don't need any more responses than that, and I'd rather keep these responses extremely genuine. I don't want anybody participating just because I'm going to give them a free gift. I'd rather they participate because they have an intense need. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Any other questions before I move on here? Any other questions? All right, I'll mute things out, and we'll move on here. Okay, great. Let's move on. Let's move on at this point to creating a CD from these questions. And you know, one of the biggest questions that I get from subscribers who have a business selling ebooks, you know, they may have a business selling $50 or $100 ebooks. And when I talk with them about what they believe their greatest challenge is in terms of getting to the next level, you know, with $50 or $100 ebooks, a lot of times people can reach $2,000, $5,000, maybe $10,000 a month in income. But normally, unless you grow and really do some incredible outsourcing or hire some help, it's hard to get past $5,000 or $10,000. With just a, you know, kind of a one man or one woman show and just some ebooks. You really need to have some higher ticket products. And so when I talk about and I ask questions about higher ticket products, one of the commonest questions is, well, you know, I just can't imagine sitting down and trying to record, you know, a CD series, five CDs, 10 CDs, 15 or 20. And I certainly understand how difficult that is. I remember when I created my list building CD series, I think that's 8 CDs, my article marketing CD series, I think that's 10, then my complete home study course, and I believe that's 16 plus a couple of bonus CDs, so the whole package is like 18 CDs. And I recorded those in about 6 weeks, and I don't want to say frustrating, but the discipline that was required to sit down every single day for an hour or two and record. And of course, it's paid off time and time and time again. And I encourage you, if you haven't created any CDs, any physical products, do it. People who purchase physical products from you will tend to go on and become some of your best coaching clients. They'll become some of your best high ticket class clients. They will, people that are willing to forego, people that purchase an ebook want instant gratification. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'll gladly sell somebody something for instant gratification. You know, for $97, I give them good value. They can download it immediately and they can read it. But the flip side to instant gratification is that so often somebody just reads the ebook in one sitting and, one of two things happen. Either they find something in it that they choose to apply, and then they think you're a hero, okay? Or they see that there's 27 different things to apply, and they can't choose one thing to apply, and so they don't apply anything. And either they really enjoyed reading and they'll continue to buy from you, or because they don't apply anything, they didn't really get anything out of it, even if, you know, it was the most wonderful ebook on earth that you created, and they may not purchase from you again. Whereas somebody who's willing to forego the instant gratification of downloading it, and they're willing to wait a week or 2 weeks or whatever it takes to get it in the mail before they listen to it, and then they're physically going to listen to it, they can pop it in the car on the way to work and on the way back, they really develop a strong bond with you, and their demographics are different because they are willing to forego that instant gratification and wait to get that from you in the future. They really tend to be much higher ticket purchasers on down the road. What happens is so many people will not create that CD series because they just don't know where to start. And what I've done with several of my CD programs, the list building CD series and the article marketing CD series, and what I've coached other people to do very successfully is to create a CD series using the exact same outline that you use for your ebook. Okay, now keep in mind, you don't want it to be the exact same content. Okay, so two things are going to happen. But number one, and this is important to remember, is that if you write about a particular subtopic today, and then tomorrow you record something on that subtopic, as long as you're not literally reading what you wrote before, you're going to use different words. And what I find is with recordings, I tend to go into things a little bit deeper, because with recordings, I feel a little bit more comfortable digressing. So if I've got something, a personal story or an anecdote or something that I've done in the past that I really believe can kind of help people understand things, when I'm recording, it makes it so much easier to just throw it in because I know that you're going to understand it. And it's going to enlighten your experience. Whereas if I'm writing, I question whether or not I should put it in. I don't want it to, detract from the professionalism of the product. I might hold back. And so what happens is we find that CDs tend to contain a lot more nuancing. They tend to go a little bit deeper, even if you're talking about the exact same subject. Now, what I also do when I go in, and I do this, I'm repurposing my ebooks. I've got several topics that I've literally written 3 or 4 ebooks on. And in recreating and creating the next ebook, I can literally start from scratch when I'm doing the actual writing, but I will go in and I'll take the same outline and I'll go in and rename all of the topics and all of the subtopics and begin writing from scratch. But that can save me sometimes a half a day or a day in terms of brainstorming the entire outline if I can repurpose that old outline. So I will do the exact same thing for the CD series. There's a couple of ways you can do that. If you're starting out with, in this case, you've got 80 or 90 responses, what I find is that you can handle about 10 responses per CD. And so what you'll want to do is go in and organize these responses, according to topic or subtopic, and bunch 8, 10, 12 of them together, and then assign each one of them. I like to do this, again, I like to do this in Word so that I've got a nice outline. And I'll literally go in and mark it CD 1, and then I've got these 10 questions that I'm going to respond to. Then I've got CD2, I've got these 10 questions that I'm going to respond to. And when I do my recording, I'll generally do one recording at a time, 45 minutes or an hour, sit down. And I'm pretty transparent when I'm doing my recording. Okay, very similar to what I'm doing on here. I'm very, very transparent. And I actually find that people get more value out of this than trying to be very professional and very stuffy. I really want what I'm talking about, what I'm teaching, to meet deep down whatever somebody's needs are. And sometimes if I'm just talking about it candidly, if I'm able to pull an example out from a coaching client of mine, or if I'm able to pull an example out from some product that I've created and rolled out, or whatever the answer is, then I will just go ahead and throw that in on that particular CD. And, you know, if it just scares you, if you're just thinking, well, I don't know how I could take 10 responses and come up with an hour, well, maybe you can't the first time around. I remember a coaching client, it was a few weeks ago. He came to me, I'd given him this particular assignment, and he did about a half-hour recording with 10 responses. And, you know, he asked me, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need to put 20 responses on the next one, or, you know, do I need to talk more about each one? And I said, yeah. I said, I think you need to go a little bit deeper into each one of these, and I think if you go a little bit deeper, you'll get closer to an hour. Sure enough, he did the next 10, came up with 45 minutes. And frankly, if you come up with 8 or 9 CDs, and even if they are only 30 to 45 minutes long, if they do a good job of answering the questions, and then when you write the sales page, you know, you're honest, you know, 8 or 9 CDs that are 30 or 45 minutes long is not 10 to 12 hours of recording. Okay, it's 6 to 7 hours or 5 to 6 hours. Okay, or you just, you know, you don't have to indicate how long these are. Okay, or you can, you know, each one, you literally, this is 37 minutes long. This is 45 minutes long. This concisely goes into this particular thing. Trust me, in a very short period of time, literally an hour a day, or if, you know, 45 minutes a day for 8 or 9 days, which the way I count it is less than 2 weeks, you've got your own 8 to 9 CD package that you can sell for anywhere from, you know, let's say, 97 at the absolute lowest end. I wouldn't go that low, but, you know, absolute lowest end, $97, all the way up to literally, depending on how much information you've packed in, to $497, $500, $600, literally. One note on that, you know, I do get people that want to sell these CD packages for the $97, and nothing wrong with starting out the very first time, your first 20 copies, $97. But what you'll probably find is that you're going to spend $15 or $20 getting a particular set together by the time you buy the binder and you have the burning done and that type of thing. And really, this type of product, if you can keep it to less than $20, maybe you can put $97 on it. But if you end up at $25 or $30 per set, you know, I'd really go the $147, $197, or even more if you're giving them information that's valuable. One of the mistakes that I see people make with physical products is pricing the products too low. And generally with a CD package, you're giving a lot more value than you are with an ebook. Between the nuancing, between the individual attention that goes into those particular CDs. And another thing that happens that can increase, and I go into this in some of my coaching, but because I've mentioned it, I'll go ahead and give it to you now. One of the biggest things that allows you to price at a higher level is a deeper level of personal intimacy. And just going a quick review, when you've got an ebook, you've got a low level of intimacy. Okay, it's just one way, it's printed, there's no nuancing, you can't tell, you know, anything about, you know, about mood or stress or anything like that. When you go with a CD, it's one way, it's audio CD, it's one way communication, but it is audio, it's verbal, it's oral, and this increases the level of intimacy, you can put a higher price on it. Now, if you move up to a video, then you're able to put even a higher price on it, because now someone can actually see you talking about this. And then if you go into a teleseminar class or a webinar class or anything like that, you can put an even higher price on it. Okay. You know, I sell classes. I know people that sell classes anywhere from $2,000 all the way up to, I'm thinking of one class that's $55,000 class. and obviously it's worth it. And keep in mind that if you're teaching millionaires how to, you know, increase their income from $2 million to $7 million, then it's pretty easy to put a $55,000 price tag on something. If you're teaching somebody to create, you know, something in them, their own life that's worth, say, $100,000 or $200,000, you can put a $15,000 price tag on it. You know, and if you're radically changing somebody's life and it's worth $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000, you can put that on it, that price tag on it, especially if you've got that high level of intimacy where they can actually communicate with you rather than it being one way. That's a little bit of a digression for this particular class. If I leave you with anything today in terms of product creation, get out there and start recording. I think that once you start doing it, you'll realize that it's not as fearful as it might seem, and that in a short period of time, you can have easily a CD series created in your niche. And if you've only got one ebook, then you'll double what you've got. If you've got three or four ebooks, and now you've got a higher priced CD product for sale, then it really will increase your back end. Let's go ahead and open up the call. Any questions for me? Give me a second here to unmute everybody.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, this is Tony again.
Hi, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, for your articles, do you use software like Dupree Pro or Jonathan Legere's Article Writing Pro?
I do not use any software for either my writing or for the submission, and there's a couple of reasons for that. And of course, with article marketing, there's two primary ways to do article marketing. One is to submit articles to a large number of directories for the purpose of getting inbound links and long-term search engine rankings. And the second way is to create direct traffic, immediate traffic from writing those articles and submitting them to, and the current site that will give you about 98% of all article traffic online, according to my testing, is ezinearticles.com. Okay, now in my case, when I first started online, I did step number one. I submitted to a large number of article directories and did a lot of mass work and tried out a couple of pieces of software, was never really satisfied with them. But that was something I did for a very short period of time while I was gaining search engine rankings. Currently, and have for well over a year now, the only place that I submit is to ezinearticles.com, and the software really doesn't help there, and any articles created through software just make it very difficult to get approved there. And so what I do, I probably spend personally about 5 minutes per week on my article marketing. I've got a team of article writers that I've outsourced, and I just send out a list of article topics, and they write those for me. When I get those documents in with the articles on them, I send them out to another gentleman that I outsource the submitting to, and I have him submit those by hand. So kind of a long-winded answer to your question there, but that's why I don't use software.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions today on list building, or I'll take a question on article marketing. Any other questions right now? Okay, let's see here. We've gone through the entire process. I'll sum it up. Basically, what you're going to do is send out what I call an I Need Your Help email to your list. What this is going to do is allow you to find out exactly what the people's needs are that are on your list, and that'll tell you what people are willing to buy. And then, of course, I've gone through the entire process of an entire campaign, and I use this for a lot more than just finding out what people are going to buy. I use this to create a social proof. I do this to create relationship and trust by personally answering the questions. Then I spin an ebook, and I can also spin a CD product from these particular questions and from these particular needs. Then I also use these needs to create my sales letter, because the needs that people indicate are going to be the most compelling things that I put on my particular on my sales page. I tell you what, we've gone through a lot of material here, and I'm going to go ahead and call it a wrap if there aren't any other questions. And, you know, feel free to ask me any questions about anything. We've actually got about 10, 12 minutes here to spare. So I'll take any questions about anything, list building, article marketing, product creation, anything like that. I've got about 10 or 12 minutes to spare. I'll take those, And, of course, if there aren't any, we'll go ahead and call it a wrap. So any questions for me?